USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service in New Orleans warned of life-threatening flash flooding in the area Saturday night through Sunday morning as heavy rain continues to pound southeast Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. National Weather Service meteorologist Charles Ressler with some reminders.
Don't drive through high water. It's very difficult to determine the depth of the water at night, and so just exercise some common sense.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan was in McAllen, Texas on Saturday, and he says he intends to accelerate the plan to secure the border and bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's continuous help. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says the only reason the Pentagon has to step in is because
Congress isn't doing their job. The president is left to use his authorities to actually look at ways that he can solve a crisis.
Judd was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday he intends to speed up plans to secure the border while visiting McAllen, Texas. Shanahan also says that the just over 4,300 troops that are stationed at the border will remain there until things are secure. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced a plan on Thursday to rein in the profits from banks and what they can collect from consumers on credit card interest, and the interest rates would be capped at 15%. The Congresswoman then had an interesting idea on banking.
We can then say is, A, we should have a non-for-profit public option for basic banking services, and we should be piloting these projects through the U.S. Postal Service or in any other number of ways.
Just how successful is the USPS and its public option model for the mail? Well, it just came out on Wednesday that the Postal Service reported a financial loss for the 12th straight year. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek isn't holding back about his battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He tells CBS Sunday morning that his treatment produced overwhelming discomfort on and off camera. Trebek says he soldiered on to avoid canceling production, and he also talks a little bit with CBS News about how he had to get a hairpiece after chemotherapy caused his hair to fall out.
The challenge for Jeopardy! Viewers is right now is to figure out, is that Alex's real hair or is that a full hairpiece? Because they all know that when you start chemo, you lose your hair. So which is it? All right, you're looking right now.
Yeah.
This is not the real me.
Wow.
No, but on air, I'm told that there were times when the hairpiece looked better than my real hair. So we'll see how people react to that. We have the summer months off, so hopefully my own hair will grow back because I like my own hair.
Now, that entire interview can be seen on CBS Sunday Morning, so check your local listings for that. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.